The fullness of life really comes from you actually taking initiative and living it, you know, and living it means that you're not just existing and you're not just doing the same thing over and over again, but you're actually experiencing something outside of your norm on a relatively consistent basis. Obviously not in a play, not in a way that's going to endanger your safety, but in a way that's going to enlighten you and maybe lead to the richness of a fulfilled and a well-lived life.
Universe 7. And we juiced up to our fives.
Yep, what's going on, Brotzarella Stick? It's your boy Jerry, the T-Rex for Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, and this is Season 11, Episode 63. And today we're going to be talking about testing. Over the past 10 days here at the studio, we have been doing some testing. Now, it's only hasn't only been the last 10 days. We've actually been doing this testing over the past 18 months or so. Obviously not throughout the 18 months, but we've been pretty consistent with setting up testing dates, having our clients do testing and, you know, seeing where they are, get a baseline and see if they improve and et cetera, so on and so forth. Today I want to talk about the benefits of testing because, you know, a lot of people don't really test themselves. They just, whether we're talking about being in a gym or in everyday life, you know, a lot of people don't really test themselves. They just kind of do what they normally do through life and then just, you know, die. So I think a fulfilled life is something, is a life in which you test yourself every once in a while, see where you are, get a enriched experience in life because you have done more than just live a monotonous life. So I want to talk about the benefits of testing, talk a little bit about your life as you test and, you know, why some people do avoid testing sometimes. Let's get this episode underway. I got tongue-tied there for a second. But yeah, let's get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 63. And we're going to call this one, well, we'll keep it simple. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Lego! All right, so listen, today we're going to be talking about testing. We've been doing testing lately here in the studio over the past, I would say, two weeks or so because, you know, it's testing season. We actually came up with this idea about 18 months ago. I don't know, it just kind of came to me one day. I said, you know, it'd be great to have some kind of baseline for everyone. Even though I've had people that have been training here for 3-4 years, I thought it'd be good for everybody to have some kind of baseline that comes into the studio. So I started about 18 months ago. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't consistent with it until about 6 months ago. It was in November we did our first test. Everybody kind of, you know, they did their thing. But in February is when everybody was really kind of into it. You know, we had people that were looking at their times and they said, all right, we're going to try to crush it. So in February, we had some pretty good times. And then we recently, 3 months later here in May, started testing again. And all my clients have improved. So I feel proud myself, to be honest with you, to see these results in my clients, you know, overall. Because, you know, when we do this thing, you know, this thing of training or whatnot, whether you're doing personal training or training yourself, yeah, the goal is progress, as it is in everyday life, right? You want to be progressing in some way. You don't want to just be doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. So this is a, you know, a way of showing my clients that they've progressed and, you know, they feel good about it because, you know, they get to challenge themselves. So I wanted to talk about this testing because I wanted to, you know, want us all consider where we are in our lives at this current state, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you're just kind of going through the motions, even if you're successful in your life or even if you're happy in your life, you're kind of going through the motions. And if you're going through the motions, well, then even if you are happy, you're eventually not going to be happy because even if you're happy where you are, that's not always going to be the case. We all know that there's ups and there's downs in life, and you got to be ready to, make adjustments, so to speak. So with these tests that we do here in the studio, as well as, in our everyday lives, we find out where we are. We get a baseline of where we are. And then from there, we can make adjustments to our game plan. Should we have a game plan? I would highly suggest you have a game plan. But even if you don't have a game plan, challenging yourself or testing yourself in something is a great way to at least initiate a game plan, because you'll have some data to see, to show where you currently are right now. So I think whatever you're doing, it's important for you to consider taking a step back and actually measuring your results. And from there, make adjustments to your game plan. And a lot of people get scared, and a lot of people don't want to test themselves because they're just afraid of, not living up to some hypothetical potential. Of course, you can't really know what that potential is because you haven't tested yourself and you have no baseline. So essentially what people are doing is, like, when they don't challenge themselves and they expect these grandiose results, they're just delusional, because you're thinking of this, I'm going to be doing X, right? I'm going to be doing whatever, and you're not going to do anything in preparation for it, and you're going to get disappointed because you're not going to be able to execute on this thing that you had no business doing in the first place, because you did not do anything to prepare. Again, you don't have to have a perfect plan, but if you have a bad plan, at least if you execute, you can make some appropriate changes. But like I said, without a plan, no matter what you try, even if you do get it right, as I talked about before, it's going to be luck, and you won't be able to replicate that. So the key here is, like, when you challenge yourself, you should be happy to challenge yourself, because you know that it's time to move on to another level. Whether you do well, quote unquote, in your challenge, whether you accept the results or you're happy with the results of your challenge, then you understand that wherever you are, you can make some, moves forward based on the results of that challenge. So I've been doing this, this entrepreneur thing for a long time, not just here at General Fitness Company, but in general. I've said this before, but I used to mow lawns and shovel snow, mow lawns when I lived in Tennessee, shovel snow when I was living in Alaska, and I did everything else in between. And, I tried to sell cell phone plans, lots of different, some mini entrepreneur gigs and things. I kind of pushed forward to a little bit more than just a gig. So I do have an idea of what it means to make a plan, even if it's not a good plan. I guarantee you, I've had many, 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 many bad plans in my life. But the fun part about life is just moving forward and making plans and seeing how they work out. Otherwise, what are you even doing? You're just existing. So the fullness of life really comes from you actually taking initiative and living it, and living it means that you're not just existing and you're not just doing the same thing over and over again, but you're actually experiencing something outside of your norm on a relatively consistent basis. Obviously not in a play, not in a way that's going to endanger your safety, but in a way that's going to enlighten you and maybe lead to the richness of a fulfilled and a well-lived life. All right, so yeah, that's what I wanted to end on here. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope it brought you value. I hope you're going to test yourself sometime. Again, that test that we were doing was a row-run challenge. You row for 200 meters, and you run for a quarter mile and for four rounds. So that equals one full mile and one half mile rowing, one full mile running, one half mile rowing. And the other tests that we've been doing with our clients, the ones that don't really run, we did the row tsunami challenge. All right. So tsunami is where you grab a kettlebell or two, you attach it to a battle rope, and you do some, tsunamis. I don't know if you know what a tsunami is, but essentially it's where you grab these heavy ropes and bring your hands up in the air as high as you can and then slam your hands down. It's like doing a wave, you know, like a really aggressive wave at the stadium. Think about what that looks like. And that is essentially what a tsunami looks like. And those we did for 50 reps, and then we rode for 250 meters. So it ended up being 4 rounds of 250 meters and 4 rounds of 50 tsunamis. So you end up doing 200 tsunamis and 1,000 meter row. And it's a little bit of a shorter challenge. Most people are, you know, they average about 3/4, if not maybe even closer to half the time that people have been doing on the row run challenge. No, that's a lie. I'm looking up at the board now. There's nobody that's even close to half the time of even the fastest person, even the one of the slower people. So let's say it's probably closer to, you know, 2/3 to 3/4. But yeah, and that's a, you know, it's a really good challenge, a short challenge. Our fastest time is 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Ooh, and it just so happens to be one of our oldest clients. But as a little secret, one of our two of our oldest clients, it just so happened to be clients that have been training with me for over a decade, both of them, not combined, but both of them. So combined, it's been like 25 years or something like that. They've been training with me, and they just so happen to be some of my most in shape clients. So yeah, I should talk more about them, because I tell you, it's been amazing to watch their journey over this past decade or so. And we've done plenty of challenges with them, and we have plenty of testing with them, because testing was a pretty regular thing when I was running my boot camps and they were participants then. So yeah, testing, it's something that's super important. And if you were to take it from any of my clients, you'd know that it's, you know, it's challenging, but it's very fulfilling. And if you take it from my older clients, they'll tell you that it probably leads to a healthier and maybe even longer life. All right, I'm done. I will check you later. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate you listening, and I hope that you share this episode with friends, family, and loved ones, and others. You can click on that share button, or you can just tell somebody, or of course, you can do what I do sometimes, and you can take a screenshot and share it on your social media. All right, take care of yourselves, and as always, keep good company.